This is Eastside Radio.
Hi guys, I'm Ava Crawley, and today I'm talking with
Kieran Woodfill
and Jenna McGovern
about how our sports injuries have impacted our lives. We all tore our ACL, but each of our injuries are unique in their own way. Personally, I tore my ACL this October during my very last field hockey practice, so I guess you could say it was a great ending to the season. I went to PT for a month and then got surgery in November, and since then I've been doing rehab 3 times a week, as well as going to the gym, basically just working really hard to get back for field hockey preseason. Do you guys want to talk about how you tore your ACL?
So I'm basically Ava's twin because I also tore my ACL as a sophomore playing field hockey in October, and then I had my surgery in November as well. I would say the part where my injury kind of differs from Ava and Jenna was that I had a lot of complications with my ACL. So I tore it in October of 2020 and I had my surgery in November of 2020. But really quickly, my physical therapist and my orthopedic surgeon kind of realized that like something wasn't right. I remember like in the 2 weeks after, like I couldn't straighten my knee past like, I don't remember what the exact like measure was, but it was like 15 degrees or something crazy.
Really?
So basically my knee was kind of like permanently stiffened and bent at a really uncomfortable angle. So it gave me like a really severe limp when I walked. Your typical ACL like PT mm-hmm. exercises where they're like flexing and straightening your knee, like they brought me like severe pain and, you know, those typical milestones where you're supposed to be able to like walk unassisted without crutches and raise your leg by yourself. Like I wasn't meeting any of those. So I ended up having 2 more surgeries. One in February of 2021 and one in February of 2022. And both of those were to clean out scar tissue from my knee because I developed like a condition called arthrofibrosis, which basically means that like fibrous scar tissue was kind of growing on top of my ACL graft. So even though my ACL graft itself was like healthy and, you know, functioning well, the rest of my knee was kind of immobilized due to like all of this really stiff scar tissue. So yeah, that was my ACL journey.
So for me, I tore my ACL this past December playing basketball, and it was right before the new year, so it was over winter break when we had our holiday tournament, and it was really unfortunate because we were actually playing in the championship game of this tournament, and there were 30 seconds left, so it's one of those things that you can't stop obsessing over when it's just you were so close to being done and it, you know, could have just not happened, but it did. So when I tore it, I completely tore my ACL. I partially tore my meniscus and I had a grade 1 sprain of my MCL, which can also be classified as a micro tear. So it was just really, it was a hard experience. I mean, it's a hard experience for everyone in general, but it was just especially upsetting because I missed the rest of the basketball season. I played maybe 5 games. And then it was also, it sucked even more because I was a captain this year. And I just felt like I couldn't be there for the team the way that I wanted to be. And, you know, it forced me to miss lacrosse season, which is this, you know, this spring. And I may even be missing my senior season of high school soccer. So it's just like, you know, I'm exactly two months today from my surgery. So, I had surgery in February, actually on Valentine's Day, which was really great. But, so I'm 2 months post-op today and I just got cleared to go back to the gym. I just got cleared to drive again. I wasn't allowed to drive. Like at all, I guess, after it happened and like right after my surgery. So I'm getting small milestones every day. It's just still a very long and tedious process.
Yeah. And I think something Jenna said that like really resonates with me is like obsessing over the way it happened, because like, mm-hmm. like as Jenna said, she tore hers in like the last 30 seconds of a game and I tore mine playing Eastern High School, which is like the best field hockey team in the entire like one of the best field hockey teams in the entire country. And it was like at close to halftime and we were losing like 8-0. It was a very low pressure game. Like we had really had like nothing on the line. There was no stakes. So like, I think it's definitely something that, and it's an injury that's affected me for like 2 to 3 years. So I think it's definitely something I think about a lot. Like, just why did it have to happen in those circumstances? Yeah. And I know like you tore yours during a practice. And I know like my little brother actually just tore his ACL like a month ago, and he's having surgery next week. And I know that's something like he thinks about as well, because it was just like, you know, your standard baseball practice, your standard field hockey practice. And you think like, why do these severe injuries have to happen in these like severe circumstances? You know, like, it just feels so silly that like an injury that has like literally affected so much of my life, like my body, like the trajectory of like my college process and all of that, like it just happened in such like a silly way. And I know it's like a funny word to use, like, but it's just, the whole thing feels very silly. Like, it was such like a severe injury, and I had to go through all these surgeries, and I had to go to like 2 years of physical therapy. And like the whole time I'm thinking, I was like, we're literally playing Eastern. Like,
But no, it's so annoying.
Yeah, it's something you can't really obsess over, because it'll literally make you crazy.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, as Jenna said, like, it's definitely something, especially as an athlete, because I feel like as an athlete, like, you're so used to like taking punches and like rolling with it and like
falling on the floor.
Yeah. And trying to get back up. But like, you know, like an injury this severe, it's kind of like hard to not like ruminate on it and think like, why did it have to be me?
Yeah.
Like, this injury, it like puts you through hell. Like, it is so straining on like your body, your mental health, everything like that. And it's like, I tore mine playing steal the bacon, like a simple game on our very last practice. And the coaches, they always tell you like, don't plant your feet, keep your feet moving. And like for one split second, I planted my feet and fell. And then I was out for like 9 months. And it's just so hard to like not nitpick the small things. Because even when you're okay, like in a game, you'll be like, oh my God, I just did that. Like, I can't believe I just did that. And then doing something this big, it's just like, don't stop thinking about
it. And I think for me, it was particularly difficult because like, not only did I tear my ACL, but like my ACL recovery was also like significantly worse than other people. So like, not only did I have to like compare myself to my teammates who like were having their junior and sophomore and senior seasons, which I all missed out on, but like I also like at physical therapy, I would compare myself to like other girls who were coming in at the same time as me. And I was like, that girl had her surgery like a week after me, and she's already running, and I'm still walking on crutches. And it's just like, I think all the comparison like really just makes you feel like really bad. But then also like, it was hard for me because my ACL journey was like so up and down. Like basically a year after I tore it, I was like cleared for like half of my junior season. So I got to play like the last like 5 games. But then like my knee still wasn't really 100%. And like evaluating my situation with like my physical therapist and my doctor at the time, they were like, you can either like continue to play sports, like try to be recruited, and potentially like risk tearing your ACL again and like having this impacted knee function for the rest of your life, or you can have this surgery in February and potentially miss your senior season. So then it kind of forced me at like the age of 16 to make a decision about like the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, they're telling me like, you know, at age 30, you might need like a knee replacement. And I was like, a knee replacement at 30 sounds horrible.
I literally feel like my grandfather is an orthopedic nightmare. Like, he's like this big tall guy with like super long legs. Like, he's had like 3 hip replacements, like 2 knee replacements. Like, I don't think he has like a real hip or knee in his body left. But like, you know, I'm like, I'm gonna have like premature arthritis.
Yeah.
Like, I already can feel the weather changes in my
knee.
It like swells 100%. On certain days. Like, it's just so strange. And it's just like you said, it's just like such a strange injury because, one of the hardest parts, doing PT before surgery and just walking and being fine.
I felt fine.
Exactly.
I was, like,
I was doing like planks and like different things like that.
Yeah, it was like jogging, and they were like, and I was like telling them, I was like, I feel fine. Like, and they're like, no, like if you try cutting, if you, like your knee would blow out. And I'm like, oh, I really don't want this surgery. But
exactly. I remember obviously I was so upset when it first happened, but then I was like fine doing PT before, just like stressing about the surgery. But the night before the surgery, it like really hit me.
Yeah.
And I just like sobbed, and it was like, oh my God, like I have to go through, like, this is so
annoying. I really
feel
like ACL recovery like makes you grow up fast. Like, not in the sense of like, I don't know how to explain it.
You
but, like,
think
I feel
about
like
things
I'm,
that
yeah,
no
you,
one else would think.
Exactly.
About.
Cause like, you have to start thinking about like, more than like what's going on right now. Like, I had to start thinking about like, what do I want my life to look like in 30 years? Like, do I is like being able to play high school sports like for this 1 year worth like me potentially mm-hmm. having like a knee replacement at age 30 or like not yeah. being able to walk properly. So like I think it just kind of makes you like, one, you have to be really disciplined, which I think is really mm-hmm. important. I think that mm-hmm. made me mature like very quickly. But then you also have to like think about so many other things, because like this one injury when you're like 15 years old, I'm like almost 18 now, is gonna like impact me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like another big impact too, I feel like, you know, you mentioned like the college thing. Like I was hoping to play sports in college. I was talking to some coaches from some schools. Like I had just had a really good phone call with a school like in the beginning of December, and like right before the winter break, like I was supposed to go and tour, which I ended up doing like the week before my surgery. I went and toured, but like a lot of the schools just like, there were some coaches that I'd reached out to that hadn't gotten to see me play in the fall, and there were like a few that had. Only one of them still talks to me.
Yeah.
Which is, it's just really upsetting. Like, it's just, it's disappointing, because it's like, okay, you know, I can't really do anything else right now. All I can do is send out emails. I can send out highlights, but it's just like, and I want to keep trying to make the effort to play in college. Like, I still talk to the one school. Like, it's exciting because I have an official visit with them and, like, coming up soon. So, you know, there's still good things that have come out of it. But I just feel really lucky that they're even still talking to me to begin with, mm-hmm. because you just kind of get rejected by everything when it first happens.
It kind of feels like your life is kind of being, like, torn apart. Like, first you were an athlete, now you're not an athlete. First you're being recruited, now you're not being recruited. And you just kind of have to, like reinvent yourself. You're like, what do I want to do with my life now?
Change the trajectory of my life entirely. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm such a different person than I was, like, 3 months ago.
And, like, similarly to Jenna, like, I think it was hard for me because, like, it kept getting, like, I would, like, achieve things and it was getting taken away from me. Like, I got cleared to play in my junior year, and then I had to have another surgery and I wasn't able to play my senior year. Like, my recruiting process was, like, paused my sophomore year, but then, like, when I got cleared again my junior year, it kind of resumed and I was talking to schools again. Then I had to have another surgery, and then, like, I couldn't talk to any more schools. So, like, it kind of just felt like, like, I kept achieving things and it was, like, being taken away from me. So it kind of felt like I kept going through the process over and over again. Like, each surgery, even though it wasn't because I, like, tore my ACL again, it kind of felt like I was just restarting everything over.
It just, like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like,
there's no way to put it.
Like, exactly. It's just so horrible. But have you guys ever heard of English Gardner?
I have. She went to Eastern.
Yeah. And she, like, what you were saying, she really wanted to run somewhere. I believe it was Louisiana, but I don't know. And like, she was a great runner as a sophomore, and then she tore her ACL, and for that whole year, like, she I think rehabbed for 13 months. None of the schools that wanted her ever reached back, and like they just didn't contact her again, and so she almost felt like lost. And then the one school that stayed with her was Oregon, and so she ended up going there, and from there she became one of the fastest women sprinters
like
in the world. And
they have
a
banner for her in Eastern GM.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
And
I think she
competed
was
in the Olympics. So it's just like, it's really good to hear that, because I feel like this injury, it makes you feel like, it sometimes makes you feel like lazy, because like, you can't do this stuff. And like weak and inferior. And it just, you can't, you compare yourself to people who like aren't hurt.
And I feel bad for like, complaining all the time. Like, for literally the past
so
2 to 3 years.
Like,
I always bring
all
it up.
My family and friends have heard is like, oh, my knee hurts. Like, guys, I don't want to go out, like, my knee hurts. Like, even in Disney when we're walking, it's been like 3 years. I'm like, guys, my knee hurts. And they're like, again. Like, you feel like a baby, but like, I don't think anyone really, like, unless you've like actually torn it, like,
no,
you don't understand.
It,
like, even in class when I'm like stretching my knee, I'm like, I hope people aren't like seeing me do this.
Yeah,
like,
I do it all
so
the time.
like that all the time.
But I think one thing that I've like learned to appreciate is the senior, and I think like this could also be like helpful for you guys, because I know you guys are like not in your senior year yet, is that like tearing my ACL, I've always been a good student, but I think tearing my ACL kind of like showed me that like I have avenues and like talents and abilities that aren't athletic. Like one of the things that happened this year was I didn't play field hockey at all. I didn't play my senior season, but because of that, I had a lot more time to devote to my, like, college application process, and because of that, like, I was able to apply for, like, insane scholarships in, like, a lot of schools, and I actually ended up getting, like, a full ride scholarship to, like, one of my top schools, and I'm committed there now, and it's, like,
that's so amazing.
I'm really happy about
that's
it,
so
and then,
proud.
I know, and, like, it's kind of, like, weird to think, because I'm, like, 3 years ago, I thought I'd be, like, playing field hockey in college, but now I have, like, this insane opportunity that, like, I probably wouldn't have had if I hadn't torn my ACL, so, like, it sucks sometimes, and, like, you know, even when I'm like playing outside with my brothers, I'm like, oh, my knee hurts. And like, it's like a frustrating because like the little things sometimes you can't even do. You also have to kind of like think like, even though this like reinvented my life and my like trajectory is completely different, like sometimes it's a good thing.
Yeah, that is true. I remember, so when I first tore my ACL, I didn't really know anything about it. I didn't believe it was torn. The only thing I heard was like, this is a horrible injury. Like, this is bad. And so I was like, oh, this didn't happen to me. I just turned the wrong way. And then I went to a doctor. It wasn't even like a doctor, but I went somewhere and they just weren't good. They told me I sprained my knee.
Yeah,
and I
was like, me too.
I was like, what? Like, no ACL. They were like, you'll be back in like a month or two. And I was like, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And then I went to an ACL specialist and he told me it's likely ACL. And I got an MRI. And from there, I was just like a wreck. Like once I finally know, or like once I finally knew, it really like hit me. And I was like, okay, like I have to do this.
I think like in my mind, like I was the same way right after I tore my ACL. Like I was on the ground, you know, on the field crying for like five minutes. And I got up and I was like, you know what? I actually feel fine. Like I'm okay. And I was telling my coaches, I'm like, I'm fine, I'm fine. And they were like, no, like you have to go get checked out. And then like the Eastern Athletic trainer was like checking out. He's like, it feels a little loose. And I was like, in my mind, I knew he was telling me, like, yeah, like, you could have some ligament damage, but, like, scared me. But, like, in my mind, I was, like, no, like, I feel fine. And, like, everyone kept telling me, they're, like, you're walking fine, like, you feel okay, it's a little swollen. But in my mind, I was, like, no, it's a sprain. I kept telling, like, all my field hockey teammates, I was, like, everyone says it's likely a sprain, like, I'll be back in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think it's just so much denial because, like, being an athlete for, like, what, 10, 12, 15 years, like, you just can't imagine, like, being – like your athletic career being paused for that amount of time. And like, it's, I just didn't want to believe it. And then I got the MRI and I was like, no, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's not torn. And then my mom came in my room and she was like, it's torn. Like you're going to have surgery. I just remember crying. Cause I was like,
oh, I was a wreck.
And it's like you said, no one really understands it unless it happens to them. Yeah. And it's like, I feel so annoying complaining about it, but it's just like, it's so hard. And at first it was like the worst thing ever. Now I'm 5 months out of surgery, so I'm doing pretty good. I have started to run, which is really good. I almost started crying tears of joy because it's been so long. But I feel like one of the harder things other than right after surgery is going to be like when you get back and you're still not 100% and you're like,
fear.
Why do I like suck? Oh, why am I so scared? Yeah. And it's like, you're comparing yourself to before and to your teammates.
That's something I could definitely like reflect on because like, even though I came back for only half of my junior season and then like, I was like, and then I was like uncleared after that. Like I remember stepping on the field my first game. I actually did score my first game, which is crazy. It was definitely like,
oh wait, was that when you did?
Yeah,
I took a stroke.
It's like
freshman,
a core memory.
It
was like, it was literally like from a movie. It's
I was like gonna cry. So
I was like definitely crying. Like the other team's coach was crying. My team's coach was crying. It was like the best comeback to the game like you could ever imagine. But I remember like stepping on the field. I didn't start the game. They put me in at like halftime, and I just remember like, when I actually started running, I was like, oh my God, like, I kind of feel slow. I was like, I'm like looking at everyone else in the field. I'm like, they're all, and I'm like very, like, you know, before I tore my ACL, I was like always one of the fastest girls on the team. I had great stamina.
I'm like, so scared of like not having
like,
that when
I
get back.
Exactly. And like, I had been training hard. I had been working on my cardio. Like, and then I just remember feeling in the field and like feeling like in fear. I was like, I don't feel as fast as I used to. I don't feel as strong as I used to. Like everything just felt kind of off. My passes felt like a little slow and I just felt like very flustered. And I was like, and then there's also that fear of like, you're wearing an ACL brace. Like people know.
What if people target?
Yeah, like, exactly. And I was just, I felt so nervous. And I was like, what if I tear my ACL like again on my first
game
back? Like
it's so easy to happen. Like what if it just happens again?
And I was like, am I really ready to go back? Like it's just, there's so much, like the moment of being cleared is like amazing. Like you feel so good. And then when you actually get to the game, you have like, you're
scared.
All the nerves and anxiety start coming back. And like, I definitely think for the first like couple games of my like junior season when I was like cleared, I played very scared. And that's not something like I ever did before that, but like it's so hard not to when you just like went through like a year and a half to 2 years of like insane recovery, and you're like, one, you know, split second move could like change all of that, and I could have to go through all of that again.
Like that's, it's again like just like the obsession like of just like how it happened, like kind of going back to how it, like when it happened and like the circumstance. Like I took sports med as an elective the first semester, so you know, we talk about all like the pathologies, you talk about all of the ligaments, the muscles, bones, some tendons, like really important ones, like the Achilles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And right before winter break, we had just had our test on the knee. And the irony of it, I got a 100 on this test. And, so, you know, I'm like, the thing happened. It was like some weird freak fall. Like a girl ran into me, like I came down on it weird. And then like my foot fell out from under me. I fell with my knee entirely bent. Like it was just bad. My mom also got it on video, which is a little, like, yes, it's just like reliving my trauma.
I literally knew you and I saw this video and I felt like a connection. I was like, oh my God, Jenna. Like,
everyone was like,
and then like our friend Ajuni also tore ACL during Powerpuff. And I remember like being on the field watching it happen.
I was there. Like, I didn't think, I thought she just fell.
And like, I remember walking off the field. I was like, no, she tore her ACL. Like, and she, I remember her telling, like, she was like crying. She was holding her knee. She was like,
hysterical.
I heard a pop. And I was like, no, I know that was an ACL.
Mine was so much cracking. Like, I didn't hear a pop. I heard a lot of cracking.
I heard like, I felt like someone had like shot me. Like it was like burning pain.
It hurts so much pain. And then I stood up and I was like, fine.
And then it like completely goes away. It's like swollen, but like you feel fine. And like,
oh my God, no, I was in so much pain that whole first night.
Okay. But that's probably because you tore other stuff though, right?
Yeah. It was so painful. But like,
it grows like this big.
It gets so big.
Like a balloon. It's really funny because the trainer from the other school, we were at some like random school out in like close to Central Jersey, like New Egypt High School. Where even is that? That's where our tournament was. And the trainer, so you know, I was just screaming because I was in so much pain and because I fell. This guy just casually walks out onto the court and he's like, all right, breathe. Like, okay, I'm hysterical right now. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So my coach is coming out too. And they're like, he's like moving my knee. He's like, you're not letting me manipulate your knee. And I'm like, oh, I'm terrified. It hurts. Like, what do you want me to do?
That's another thing at PT. Like when your physical therapist is like, stop resisting. Stop. I'm like,
I'm trying to, like, I'm sorry.
At my, one of the first times he was like forcing me to bend my knee, I literally felt like a pop, part of it. And I was like, it scared me so badly.
No one prepares you for like the popping and crunching. Cause like
my legs, like I can straighten it. I lean on one side and then I turn in and it cracks. I don't even move that much.
Even sometimes like now, like I'll walk down the stairs and I hear a pop and I'm like, whoop.
Yeah, the pop like gives me PTSD. Yeah. It is very scary. Yeah. I feel like I should have said this earlier, but for those who don't know, an ACL tear is very common in like a ton of athletes, usually mostly like football, lacrosse, soccer, basketball, but it can happen in pretty much any sport. Mm-hmm. But the ACL is a ligament in the center of your knee, and you guys know more about this because you guys are just well-knowledged on that. But it basically prevents the shin bone from moving forward upon the thigh bone, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know much about the MCL or the meniscus or like anything revolving that, but it's a pretty lengthy recovery and everything like that, and it's something that we've all had to go through, and yeah, it kind of sucks, but hearing, like, talking to you guys and hearing other people talk about it and kind of sharing your experiences makes it so much better. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I had Kieran, I texted Kieran like all throughout it, and it's so amazing to have people because it puts you through a lot. Like it really tests you.
Yeah.
And so I'm really glad we got to meet today and talk about it. And if there's anything else you guys would like to add, feel free. But it was just great talking about it with you.
It's nice talking about it with people who like understand. Because I feel like even like talking about it with my friends, I'm like, you can like say as much as you want, but like they've never been through it.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. And like another thing with it too, like just again, like just really being able to talk to other people who've had the same experience as you. Mm-hmm. Like even everyone's recovery is like a little bit different, which is why it's so important like not to compare your recovery to other people's. But it's just really, really helpful to talk to other people. Like Ajuni and I were kind of going through it at a really similar time. And I just like she had her second surgery like right before I had mine, like or like not long before. And it was just like, it's nice having someone to talk to. Like my next door neighbor, he actually tore his ACL twice. He partially tore it and then he was cleared and he was fine. And then he re-tore it, but like completely. And so it was just like, he went through the same recovery process last year. He was back after 8 months, but like then he dislocated his knee, but like, that's another story. He's like, okay now though, like
that's good.
But, around the corner, Riley McGlynn, like she's going D1 for soccer. Like she did it the end of her sophomore year. And
it's so common. It's crazy.
Yeah. Like
you don't realize it until you have it done to yourself.
Another girl, Julia Mayer from the soccer team. Like there were a lot of people who did it, this specific injury this year from East, which is kind of strange.
Someone on the football team had surgery the same exact day that I had surgery.
Jimmy Doe, I think.
Yeah. It's crazy. Not to name drop in the podcast.
Sorry.
No, exactly.
It's because he goes here. And
But yeah, if anyone who is watching has experienced an ACL tear, you just gotta stick through it and talk to people who understand. I promise it's gonna get better, and as long as you just stay strong throughout
it. And then me and Jenna are also part of Women in Sports. So we're thinking about having like an event or like a little support group for like people who've like torn their ACLs or gone through sports injuries to like talk about their experiences. Cause I find that really helpful.
Yeah. And I knew nothing about it before. So it's really great to inform people. I like that a lot. Well, thank you guys for talking with me today.
Of course.
Bye.
Bye.